Welcome to Magic Moonlog. I am your host, Dawn Marie Franzen, and this is a weekly series looking at the astrological forecast. So sit back and relax, and let's see what the moon and stars will bring us. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Magic Moonlog. So I just want to let you know that Chris and I, along with my daughter Dassie and her husband Chad, went to go see a psychic medium. Her name is Vicky Monroe. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of her, but she was amazing. None of us got called out, which was kind of disappointing, but to hear some of the stories that went on, some of the things that she was able to tell people was just amazing. And there were tears, you know, hearing some of these stories about people losing their loved ones and them around visiting. I mean, she said that there were a lot of spirits around in that room. And she even told everyone at the beginning that she was not going to be able to get to everybody in the short amount of time. I think she was there for about an hour and a half. Maybe it was about 2 hours, but there was a lot of people. And, you know, we got a chance to say hi to her and everything, and her husband was there helping out, so it was really nice. I was not aware that we lived at least 600 lives before this one. According to her, we have. That blows my mind. I know that we have lived other lives. I even know about a couple of my past lives, but I did not know about 600. That is crazy. What could we have done 600 times before, you know? And I realize that each time we're here on Earth, we do something a little bit different because we learned a lesson beforehand. So think about that. Kind of blows your mind, doesn't it? It's interesting. All right. Well, let's get to our astrocast for the week of March 23 to 29. So I don't know if you noticed, but I'm trying different angles with my camera and lighting and everything like that. So hopefully one of these days we'll get it perfect. Until I get my own space where I can create a better studio type area. This will have to do for now if you guys are watching it on YouTube. Anyway, on Saturday, March 23, today, if you're listening to this today when it comes out, the moon and Saturn are in opposition at 5:17 a.m. At 8:54, the moon is in opposition with Venus. At 11:22, the moon and Jupiter are trine. At 9:10 p.m., the moon is trine with Uranus. On Sunday, the moon and Mercury are quincunx at 1:37 a.m. At 11:49, the moon is in opposition with Neptune and is void until 4:37 p.m. when it enters Libra. At 12:37 p.m., Venus and Jupiter are sextile. At 7:47, the Moon and Mars are quincunx. At 8:11, the Moon and Pluto are trine. On Monday, March 25, the Moon is in opposition with the Sun at 3 a.m. and is also full. And this is the first full moon of spring, and it is called the Worm Moon. So this is an interesting name for a moon. It dates back to the 1760s when Captain Jonathan Carver, along with other Native Americans, refers the name to a type of larva that were coming out of the trees once the trees were thawing from the winter. It's also been known to be referred to as worms emerging from the ground once the ground thaws. So both of those make absolute sense. There will also be a lunar eclipse. This lunar eclipse happens when the moon enters the outer part of the Earth's shadow called a penumbra, causing darkness over the moon. And this only happens during a full moon when it's aligned with the sun. It begins at 12:53 a.m. Eastern Time, and it should last a few hours. And unlike a solar eclipse, which will happen next month, you can safely view it without wearing eye protection. And I know this is pretty early for a Monday morning, but it will last until 5:32 a.m. And keep in mind, the next one won't occur until September. So if you want to catch this lunar eclipse, you might have to get up a little earlier than usual. So then, at 6:45 a.m., the moon and Saturn are quincunx. The moon is in opposition with Mercury at 7:09 p.m., and is also void until 5:03 a.m. on Wednesday when it enters Scorpio. By the way, the moon is entering its third quarter phase. On Wednesday, the moon and Neptune are quincunx at 12:31 a.m. The moon and Pluto square at 8:37. At 12:18 p.m., the moon and Mars trine. The moon and sun are quincunx at 8:35. On Thursday, the moon and Saturn trine at 7:11 a.m. At 9:58, Venus and Uranus sextile. The moon and Jupiter are in opposition at 1:59 p.m., and then the moon is in opposition with Uranus at 9:46. The moon and Venus trine at 11:02. On Friday, the moon and Mercury quincunx at 9:10 a.m. The moon is trine with Neptune at 11:40 and is void, of course, until 3:52 p.m. when it enters Sagittarius. At 7:23, the moon and Pluto sextile. So what does it all mean? Well, be sure to stick with any plans you may have during the weekend. There might be something extravagant happening. You could be a big influence on others. Set aside some time to balance your thinking and emotions. You could be impulsive when it comes to romance. During the eclipse is a great time to release any bad habits through meditation. Do shadow work. Feng shui your home or space. And you can make eclipse water. So what you do is you get a mason jar, fill it with water, make sure the lid is screwed on tight. Set it outside when the eclipse is about to begin around 12:53 a.m. on Monday, Eastern Time. Remember, this is Eastern Time that I'm talking about. Think about what you will use this energetic water for. Bring the jar inside once the eclipse is over. You can actually drink it or cook with it. It's absolutely safe. And while you're doing this, think about your intentions. And you can also water your plants with it too, for growth and health. And the magic will remain for a couple of months. So you don't need to use it all at once, and you can use it for different purposes. So midweek, you may experience an abrupt change in your mood. Be sure to make few demands as possible on yourself and on others. Take some time for self-examination. Remember that through patience, accomplishments can be made, and peaceful thoughts and arguments. Seek enjoyment and redecorate if you haven't already done so for spring, for your spring cleaning. And during the end of the week, you might have some intense feelings and idealistic thoughts. Magic Moonlog is sponsored by Life Changing Energy. They've got yoga outfits and all kinds of other clothing, jewelry, and healing tools. Take an online course. I took my course with Vicki Gold and am now a certified crystal and chakra healer. Please visit lifechangingenergy.com and use the promo code MAGIC7, that's magic with a K, number 7, for 7% off your purchase. And now back to the show. All right, so I'm just moving my iPad with my notes. Here we go with the spell of the week from the Witch's Spell a Day Almanac. And this is for self-reflection, and it is a lunar eclipse spell. And as always, if you follow along on the Facebook page, you would have seen what you needed for this spell, which is just a journal. Okay, so it is for the date of the eclipse, which is Monday, March 25. And the color of the day is gray. And the incense of the day is neroli. And it's called Self-Reflection Lunar Eclipse Spell. Traditional astrologers feel that doing magic during an eclipse is inauspicious. In magical workings, eclipse energy can come across as confusing. It can be harder to navigate the waters of an eclipse over those of other full moons. The belief is that the eclipse energy is inconsistent and magic work during these moments is unreliable. However, self-reflection is a good thing during a lunar eclipse. By using the energy of the darkness to go within and take stock, you can connect with pieces of your life that you might have been ignoring, avoiding, or putting off. It's not necessarily a good time to take actions on these things, but it is a good time to take stock. During the eclipse, take out your journal and write this. So far this year has been blank. Write until you feel complete. Then write this. Lately, I have been feeling blank. Write until you feel complete. When you have finished, set your journal aside. The next day, take out your journal and read over what you wrote. Notice anything interesting or important that you feel you need to pay attention to. And this is by Phoenix LeFay and Guion Raven. And of course, that will also be on the Facebook page. All right, now for the Everyday Spells card. And this is Reclaiming Your Space. You'll need 1 cup of peppermint tea. You should clear any clutter that is not useful for your magic, as it creates bad energy in your space. Banish the bad energy from your home with this spell, and this is perfect at this time of year. Once you have prepared the tea, allow it to cool fully. Once it's cooled, dip in your fingers and sprinkle it throughout the house, reciting the following. This space is mine. This space is divine. May all the energy here be healed. And so it is by magic sealed. All right. Okay. Now for the Fairy Wisdom Oracle. This is what I'm drawing for today. I know I did this deck last week, but it's just so cool, isn't it? So let me get everything out. I made myself less space over here. Okay, here I go. I'm going to shuffle the cards. And I loved it. I don't know if you guys tuned in last Magic Moonlog episode. But one of the cards just totally jumped out at me. And it was crazy. And I'm always like that. Okay. I love it. I just love it. Actually, 2 of them jumped out. All right, so let me set these aside. And the first card that's showing is Moon Secrets. Look how cute that card is. And the next one is Hummingbird Dreams. And oddly enough, they are pages right after the other. So the first one is card number 29. All right, Moon Secrets. And the key word to this one is cycles. Life is all about cycles. Creation depends on cycles. The cycles that create life on Earth are meshed with those that create and run the universe. We are all aware of the moon's cycles and the effects that they have upon life on Earth. From our tides to our reproductive cycles, the moon has great influence upon our lives. For certain, the universe also has many other cycles that influence us. Everything in existence is cyclic in one form or another, or it could not exist. Cycles bring order to the universe and to our lives. There is a season for everything. Everything must happen in its own time. A cycle forms a circle, which symbolizes continuance of cosmic energy flow. The energy that animates each of us is never ending. It was in the beginning, and will ever be. It can change forms, but it cannot be destroyed. Learn to know the cycles that affect you. Sense them. Pay attention and notice all the cycles around you in your life. The seed that sprouts and grows has a cycle. Day and night are cyclic. You breathe in and you breathe out. What all these cycles tell you is that there is order in the universe and there is order in your life. You just have to acknowledge the order and flow with it. Don't fight it. Know that when you relax into life, things begin to work more smoothly as you are no longer fighting against the universal energy patterns, but moving within them. And the chant goes, Goddess Moon, who reflects the cycles of the universal force, help me to remember all things have their perfect time of being, as well as their perfect time of ceasing in this realm. The great wheel of existence turns continually. Help me to remember, I am a part of that wheel and all that is. I am, so be it. And it says, celebrate life's cycles today. That's pretty cool coming in on the lunar eclipse. And the next one is the next page over. And it's the hummingbird dreams. And the keyword is the smallest, which makes sense because hummingbirds are small. Even those who seem the least to us have their dreams. The tiniest and the weakest have their place in the universe, just as we do. They have a special job that only they can do, a place that only they can fill. There is no one being that is more important or more worthy than another, regardless of the form in which they choose to express themselves in life. We marvel at the tiniest hummingbird. How can it move its wings so rapidly that it can hover in one spot and then fly off in a split second? What strength and agility it has. What divine form. It's hard to believe that something so tiny can bring so much beauty and wonder. If you are feeling small and insignificant, remember your uniqueness. The only shoes you have to fill are your own, and they fit you just fine. There are no insignificant people, none who are less whole than another. Eliminate prejudices and judgments, whether cast upon yourself or another. If you feel that someone is not up to your standards, then realize that it is what you are projecting upon them. Change your perception and see them truly as they are, a reflection of God energy, just as you are. Spirit expresses through us all in its own way. It's not for us to second guess. If you are feeling less than whole, remember your divine birth and take comfort in knowing that you are divinely perfect. Pursue your dreams and know that you are divinely guided. Have faith in your dreams and your abilities. It's okay to have faith in other people's dreams. Help and encourage them to believe in themselves. And here's the chant. I am a unique being. There is no other like me. My purpose is my own to fulfill. No one else can do this. Spirit expresses through me in a way that only I can give expression. My gifts to the world are mine alone to give. I am in divine harmony with all life, so be it. And it says, take time to notice the smallest things today. All right, that was pretty cool. I feel that those two cards both resonated with what we talked about today. And by the way, when it mentioned the shoes, and you know, you can only fill your own shoes, it reminded me of what Vicki Monroe, the psychic medium, said to us. She said that mostly everybody that she sees that have passed on are all barefoot. Isn't that crazy? So it's like, we just don't want to wear shoes over there, I guess. All right, everyone. That's it for today. Have a very magical week. If you like this episode or show, please consider going over to Apple or Spotify to give me a rating and review. It will really help with the algorithm of the show. Share with your friends and follow me at Witch Magic on Instagram. You can also join us on the Witch Magic Facebook group. If you would like to support the show even more, you could check out my Patreon and Ko-fi pages and join the tier of your choosing and budget for extra perks, as well as helping me maybe get a cup of tea. Thanks, everyone.